Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Preseason basketball has been announced, and it will begin with a game at home against the Orlando Magic on October 2nd. I can honestly tell you that's as early as ever for a preseason basketball game. October 2nd, according to this press release that I am looking at now, which makes me laugh because I have my own joke coming here. Monday, October 7th or 2nd at 7 p.m., the Orlando Magic will come to Memphis for exciting NBA preseason action. The Grizzlies the next day will board a plane. They will travel to Philadelphia where they will take on the process of the Philadelphia 76ers and in all their glory of the number one draft pick overall, Markelle Fultz, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons.
Maybe.
I think Simmons will be ready to go. Timothy Luwawu Cabarral. Not many people remember him, but he's another young guy that they got.
Saric.
Dario Saric. He pronounces it like Saric, which with an S-H, which I don't get. So that's October 4th
you
on
have
Wednesday.
To worry about it, not me.
They will get, I know, unfortunately, I do. They will get a few days off from that Wednesday. They will not play again until the following Monday, where they will play the Atlanta Hawks at a site to be determined. It says at Atlanta. No confirmed word whether we're just going to go shirts and skins in the park in the middle of Atlanta or we actually are going to play an arena, but apparently not for sure at Phillips Arena. Maybe it's somewhere else. I mean, there's a couple colleges in the area. Yeah. Maybe it's in Athens. Maybe it's in Atlanta. Maybe it's in Chattanooga where they play the Hawks, but I don't think so because I haven't heard anything about traveling to a non-NBA city. But if it is shirts and skins, hopefully they'll have a radio connection there. So maybe we're going shirts and skins on Monday the 9th. Hopefully we'll be in an arena, preferably one with a dome and seats. So we'll see where that may be. Then they return home for the final two preseason games where they will play Wednesday, October 11th against the Rockets, the aforementioned Rockets, and Friday, October 13th against the New Orleans Pelicans. Season starts a week earlier. So they're going to play that Wednesday. And my guess by looking at this, because I have not seen a schedule nor a rough draft nor anything, is that the schedule is going to probably begin that following Monday, which would be the 17th, the 16th, the 17th, maybe that Tuesday, the 17th, which is essentially almost 2 weeks earlier than they've ever started.
Yeah, it normally starts.
They've started like
right
the 25th, 26th. They've started at Halloween, depending on when Halloween fell or how the weeks fell. Like, I remember games that did not start till November 1st. I was waiting for that to come back around. As a parent of someone who lives on the West Coast that is a child, now she's going to be 13, she's going to be a teenager. But what do you look forward to as a parent? Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So I was hoping there was going to be a year where Halloween was like on a Monday. Tuesday was the opening night of the NBA. We didn't open until Wednesday. I could go do Halloween with my daughter, fly home Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Never happened. Never happened.
It'll be interesting to see the dynamic of the schedule, though, with how many days in between, how many back-to-backs. They're starting 2 weeks earlier. You would think that they would have fewer back-to-backs, obviously, and then more time in between games, maybe three games a week per team and four at the most, I guess. I mean, I don't know, like, how it's going to be different this year with them starting earlier. And I know the trade deadline's also before the All-Star break, too, which can make things interesting.
I still vote for shirts and skins. Just show up in the park. You bring your 18. We'll bring our 18. Just bring a portable clock, one of those little scoreboards that you had when you were a kid that had like that was like a little triangle and you had to have some kid flipping that never knew how to add, so you would go from like down three or up three to like down 14 in like two baskets and you're like,
yeah,
what are we playing, rock and jock here? Is there a 25 point shot that I missed somewhere?
Footer?
Yeah,
what the
hell happened there?
Where's the 30-foot
oh
basket?
Sorry, I moved the wrong one.
Oh, you had seven?
I got it. Always correct me up. But that's your preseason schedule, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.